We're joined today by Manitoba Forage and Grassland Association Executive Director Duncan Morrison, who gave us the latest details on their Aquanti project.
Thanks to the generosity of Manitoba Agriculture and Resource Development Department's innovation and research stream, we were able, through the Canadian Agriculture Partnership, we were able to complete a scenario on the Oak River, the Oak River watershed, which looked at the years of 2009 to 2015 and fed that information and data into the model and was able to run a scenario. The name of the project was called Investigating the Influence of Soil Health and Landscape Management on the Hydrologic Behavior of the Assiniboine River Basin and Oak River. So it's quite a lengthy title, as these tend to be, but at the end of the day, it was really this particular watershed is in the jurisdiction of the Assiniboine West Watershed District, and it's also kind of, if you think about it, it includes Shoal Lake and some of those kind of west central Manitoba landscapes.
What did you learn coming out of this?
What was really neat about this is 2009 through 2015 was actually, and I think as we go forward, a lot of blocks of years will be inclusive of major events. As you know, 2011 was a flood, 2014 was a flood, but there was also some really dry times in that block as well. And what this showed is that when it goes from flood to drought and back to back years, that regions with healthy soils, grasslands, wetlands are far better positioned to deal with the negative impacts to the system, either by holding water on the land for agricultural purposes or for community purposes in times of flood in times of drought, or being able to buffer the impacts of flood when that cascade of water comes through.
What's on the horizon with the project?
Well, this is a really cool thing because, when you get a model and we announced our first project, wrapped up in 2018, but we were, basically it was 27 months before that we announced. And the modelers, because of the level and the depth, I mean, it investigates 9 layers of, it's almost like a Lego. If you take, a yellow Lego, red Lego, green Lego, et cetera, and you build that up and that becomes your watershed. So it's really cool that we're finally getting to this part where we're able to listen to stakeholders. And they, for instance, Assiniboine West Watershed District said, hey, you know what, we're really interested in running a scenario. Maybe we can help work with you guys on a project. So we started looking at, we're able to look at individual jurisdictions and, geographic kind of landforms and watersheds. Across the Assiniboine River Basin because we have that baseline data. So we do have conversations with conservation groups lined up. We've spoken to government. We've spoken to rural municipalities. And, of course, producers are front and center on this.
That was Duncan Morrison. He's the executive director with the Manitoba Forage and Grassland Association.